for the Oakland boys, 18-10 on the year. Emmanuel Smith, 6'2", junior guard Smith. Number 30, Dante Lippert, 6'5", senior center Lippert. Number 12, George Stanberry, 5'10", senior guard Stanberry. Number 15, Devin Epps, 5'10", junior guard Epps. And number 21, 6'4", sophomore forward Oliver. Oliver Epps, Stanberry, Lippert, and Smith for Mike Wright's Oakland Patriots. For the Blackman boys, 24-0 on the year, number one seed in the tournament. Number two, Alec McMiller, 6 foot senior guard McMiller. Number one, Quindell Cousin, 6'3 senior forward Cousin. Number five, KJ Doughty, 6'2 senior guard Doughty. Number 15, Darius Thompson, 6'4 senior guard Thompson. And number 33, Justin Coleman, 6'7 senior post Coleman. Coleman, Thompson, Doughty, Cousin, and McMiller. The lineup for the Blackman Blaze. Blackman won both games in the regular season, the most recent 55-47. Pretty close game over at Blackman. The first game, 69-33, Blackman a winner over Oakland. I look for more along the lines of that 55-47 than the first meeting. Oakland last night, or Thursday night, ended the Riverdale boys season with a 49-45 win. Jay Mullins Jewelry tip, it's in the air, and we are underway at 3:42. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's restaurant. Blackman controls the tip. Thompson attempts a three from the far corner, and it is missed. Oakland now with the ball. They're moving left to right in the red uniforms. Emmanuel Smith glides baseline and scores here on the near side.
Good start for the Oakland Patriots, and good penetration there by Emmanuel Smith.
Alec McMiller now working between the circles. Left wing, bounce pass to Quindell Cousin. Now right side to Doughty. Flips it down low to Coleman, who backs it out into the corner. Now goes to the foul line. Reverse lay-in, no good. Tip up, won't fall. This tip won't go. Underneath, Coleman had it and then lost it out of bounds. So lots of opportunities there for the Blaze under their basket, and they come away empty. Don't forget, if you'd like to hear the Blue Raiders at Arkansas Little Rock, tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. We'll have the tape delay broadcast on right after tonight's district tournament coverage. Stanberry crossing the timeline now. Goes to the far side. Oliver, the long two on the left side, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touched by McMiller. So it'll be Oakland basketball. And Epps to inbound here on the near side baseline. Does. Gives it up to Stanberry. The fadeaway three, no good. Rebound, Oliver put back, won't fall. And Coleman pulls down the rebound, but then stolen away. Oliver jump shot, no good. Crawled over the rim. Emmanuel Smith tries to fire up one. And it was touched by Cousin, so partially blocked. Oakland basketball, they live to see another possession here. Stanberry, as they trigger it into him, they whip it around the horn, try the feed in the paint to Epps. It's broken up, and Doughty comes away with it on the fast break. Doughty goes in reverse, no good, missed that. Probably not a wise decision, but McMiller there to put it in the hole. Alec McMiller gets the Blaze on the board here to tie it up at two apiece, 6:14 mark of the first quarter. Downstairs completely full, and upstairs I'd say really both sides a good 70%. Nice crowd here filling in at Harry Gill Jr. Gymnasium. Epps to Oliver, top of the key, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Coleman. Coleman, the outlet pass to Thompson. He flips it up to Doughty, left side. Now back to the right. The three ball in the air and short by McMiller. Rebound. Smith has it. Emmanuel fakes inside, goes to the outside, fades away for the 12-footer. It's good.
Emmanuel kind of feeling it early.
Emmanuel Smith, 4, Blackman 2. K.J. Doughty, far left wing to Thompson, glides in and out. Traffic, fakes right, goes left, and scores.
Well, nobody picked him up, and you can't give him that kind of opening.
It doesn't take much. He's like a mouse trying to get through the smallest crack in the house.
Look for the McMiller-Stanberry matchup to be a pretty good one tonight. Great defensive player against a highly potent offensive player.
Stanberry gets free off a screen, fires up the three. It's no good. Doughty with the rebound. Thompson to bring it up the floor. The lob to Coleman. Coleman goes up, has it blocked by Stanberry. And it will be Blackman basketball underneath their goal. They called a foul on Stanberry. Thought it was a pretty clean block from here, but we're on the far side from that. And at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is number 33, Justin Coleman. The first one is no good. He'll have another. He adjusts the jersey there. Make sure it's all tucked in. Nice and tidy. The official looked, joking with him.
He's got Coleman's kind of looking, going, is that okay right there? Is it?
Second toss is good. So Coleman hits the free throw. It's 5-4. Blackman with the lead. Stanberry in the corner to Emmanuel Smith. The three rolls around the rim, falls away. Rebound, Blackman. Thompson down the floor quickly. Guarded fast on fast. Emmanuel Smith guarding him. McMiller now left wing. Top of the key. It's Cousin. He goes to set up down in the post. McMiller bounce pass to Cousin. Tries to back in. Nothing there. Flips it back out to Dowdy. Now Coleman looks over the three. Didn't take it. He wanted to. Tipped out of bounds by Devin Epps. The pass over to Dowdy. It will be Blackman ball on the near sideline. Dunaway coming in for Oakland. And Igabor. Two sophomores into the lineup. Boy, Mike Wright's got a good young bunch here. McMiller goes right side. Now back to Thompson. Flips it over to Dowdy. Now back to Thompson for the long three. Swish. Darius Thompson, the first bank three, and it's 8-4 Blackman. Just under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Second of four games here for you this afternoon, and the rebroadcast of the Lady Raiders and Raiders at Arkansas Little Rock. Oliver in the far corner, baseline jumper is good. Oliver's first basket. Top of the key, Cousin has it and flips it over here near side to Dowdy. Dowdy looks in, nothing there. Now back to McMiller. Backs in, backs back out near midcourt. To Coleman, to Dowdy. They're working it outside. Cutting through, Thompson for three. In and out. Rebound tipped around. Coleman comes away with it and just lays it in the hole. That was a gift. 10-6, Blaze. 3:09 to go in the first. Stanberry here near side to Oliver. Stanberry from way downtown. Oh, yes. George Stanberry, first bank three.
I backed off of him a little bit there, and George just took it.
10-9, one-point Blackman lead. They have the ball. Coleman trying to work his way into the paint. Does. Turn, spins off Dunaway. Missed the shot. Rebound, Cousin there. Puts it on the floor, then off the glass. It won't go. Ball tipped out and run down by Igabor. Oakland has it on the run to Oliver. Jumper, left side, good. And there is a foul underneath the basket.
Oliver's got that little jump shot going right now, and he's been very effective from the corner.
The foul, the basket counts. The foul is on who? It's on McMiller. First foul for him.
I get the feeling sometimes Cal Oliver doesn't realize how good he can be, you know? Just very athletic.
So Oakland gets the basketball after just getting the basket, so could be a 4 or 5 point possession here, but tipped away by Dowdy on the inbounds. He's got a layup. Yes, sir. Count it. K.J. Dowdy.
Got to stay away from turnovers if you're Oakland.
Josh Mayer checked into the game for the Blaze. He's guarding Dante Lippert. Igabor now to Emmanuel Smith for three. Swisher. First bank three. Emmanuel Smith, 14-12, Oakland. Juwan Jennings also into the contest as well. Has the ball now. Feed to the right side to Thompson. Fakes. Gets to the foul line. Flips it out to Jennings in the far corner. Jennings has to get rid of it. Tripped up there by Devin Epps. Back out front to Coleman. Cutting through baseline is Thompson. It's good.
Went back door on him, and Good pass there. Coleman saw him breaking through, and he got the basket.
Tied at 14. Smith for three. He's been pretty hot, but misses this one. Rebound Coleman. Coming down the near sideline, Thompson. The lob into the corner to Juwan Jennings for three. It's online and good.
First bank three.
Juwan Jennings, how big has the play of that sophomore been lately? Epps stolen away. And Thompson's going to have a slam on the other end. He flushed it. And a timeout on the floor. 9 points for Darius Thompson. 19-14, Blackman leads, and a 30-second timeout for us, John, from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. A message from them, please.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. You can put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And don't forget tonight's game brought to you in part by Intersource. Big thing coming up. What's halftime of when? The girls' game?
Halftime of the next girls' game. Yes.
All right.
24-second cash clock. Walter Dixon going to attempt to win $10,000.
Wow. DirecTV, internet, and more at Intersource, 815-1800. Check out basketball tournament brackets, scores, and more at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Just click on the Intersource Tournament Central icon.
MTSU baseball in the seventh, leading Ball State 5-0.
They
still
have not
given
up. Yeah.
Still not a run.
What a great start from Coach McGuire.
Epps walking it up the floor. Now drives, gets underneath, missed the shot. Josh Mayer with the rebound, has it stolen away. Epps goes up, and then Mayer with the foul. So a turnover for the Blaze. Isaiah Hart into the game. That's their second. Hart is in for Blackman.
That was costly there because they not only had the rebound, they lost it. Now they're going to have a chance to possibly give up a couple of points here to Oakland.
Devin Epps trying to scratch the scorebook here for the first time at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line and nails the first. Fans Heating and Air offering the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Epps blows in the right hand, takes two dribbles, spins it in the right hand, bends those knees, shot it, and got it. Epps with 2 points, 3-point Blackman lead. Andrew Rogan into the game as well for the Blaze. Hart has it now to Reed Pierce. Now Rogan, 10-footer, no good, baseline jumper. Rebound, Oakland has it. Reed Pierce is a junior. He's been getting a lot of playing time here lately. Epps to Stanberry.
Doing a good job for him, as is Hart out there, the point position.
Right wing, Lippert. Got to get somebody open and finds here in the near corner, Devin Epps. Back to Stanberry, backs it back out near midcourt. Stanberry working on Hart. They're putting as many different people as they can on George Stanberry. He pulls up for the three, contested three. It's off the front of the rim. All white jerseys for the rebound. Jennings has it. Up the floor to Hart and lets one fly. No good, and that's the end of one quarter of play with Blackman leading Oakland 19-16 as you listen to State Farm 7 AAA tournament coverage on WGNS. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and
I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
The basket is missed and tipped up by Emmanuel Smith to get started here in the second quarter of play. 19-18, Blackman by one now with that tip in by Emmanuel Smith, the junior guard for the Oakland Patriots. Juwan Jennings driving the lane and turns it over. Took an extra step in there trying to dump it low. Three turnovers. Coleman, Cousin, and Dowdy back in for the Blackman Blaze.
Jennings, little hesitation there is what caused that turnover. Wanted to give it to him, then hesitated, and by then he'd already making an extra step.
Epp still in the backcourt, picks up the trot and gives it off to Stanberry for three off the lip of the rim. Rebound Oliver, pulls up in the paint, good. Oliver is having a heck of a first half here, 6 points, and Oakland up by one now. Pat's not going away. Juwan Jennings left wing looking inside. Nothing there, still nothing, and now back to Cousin, top of the key. Cousin looks right, now left, gives it to Jennings, goes in, tries to dump it low, maybe should have gone up with a shot. Two pats there, knock it away. Stanberry, stutter steps, goes to the left side for the layup, won't go, but tipped up and in by Emmanuel Smith. 11 points for Emal.
Smith and Oliver are doing one great job on the boards, and they are here to play.
3-point lead for Oakland. Dowdy out there far side. Turn spins, got to get rid of it, and finds Jennings. Pass to him in the far corner. Coleman trying to go baseline now, does get in there, lost the ball, but flips it out to Jennings, who was there, to Dowdy, driving in the lane. Not going to let him put it up because Emmanuel Smith fouled, reaching in. I have that as his first foul and the second team foul. Only two team fouls for the Blaze as well.
Smith getting a little break, and Brian, he's just out of breath. It's not that he's injured or anything, but he's hustling so much on defense, he's kind of gasping for breath, and Mike Wright took him out for a second.
They bring Igabor in to take his place. Inbounds triggered in by Blackman. They whip it around outside now in the left corner. The three ball on the way for Thompson. It's no good. Rebound, Stanberry has it. George, the long pass up to Oliver. Oliver has to try to save it. Tried to knock it out of bounds off of Thompson, but Thompson steals it. Now a great behind-the-back dribble, dumps it low. No-look pass inside to Cousin for two. That was beautiful ball handling right there.
Faked one way, went the other.
22-21, Oakland. 5:37 to go in the first half. It's been a dandy here so far. Dante Lippert lets the three fly. It is no good. Rebound. Blackman has it. Dowdy, stutter steps, flips it back out to Thompson. Thompson in the lane, goes up, no look pass to Cousin, and he has a reverse lay-in. We're seeing some great play in the post.
Well, perimeter passing is just unbelievable right now. Thompson's doing a great job of penetrating and the dishing at the end.
Blackman back up by one. 5 minutes to go in the half. Out front, Oliver to Lippert here right wing. Deeper in the right corner now, and it's tipped away from Coleman to Dowdy, and now Oakland's going to foul coming up the floor. Blackman on a bit of a run after trailing by three. This foul is on Lippert. It's his first. Dunaway coming in, Lippert going out, Epps going out, and Emmanuel Smith came back in for the Oakland Patriots. Thompson flips it into Dowdy, then gets it back. Oakland giving Blackman a little taste of their own medicine, switching up the defenders on Thompson. Igabor guarding him now, and Thompson passes off and gets it back left wing to Cousin, top of the key. Cutting through, Dowdy for the long three, partially blocked by Emmanuel Smith. Loose ball picked up by Dunaway. Long pass up the floor. Smith faked the pass, then kept it. Turns, spins in the lane. Has it knocked away by Coleman. Runs it down. Cutting through Oliver from the foul line. No good. And there's going to be a foul on Emmanuel Smith, pushing Dowdy to get the rebound. And that is two on Emmanuel Smith.
Well, Oliver complaining. He thinks that he was fouled, like somebody hit him in the stomach as he was going up. which did indicate the way he shot the ball. It was a little short, but he didn't get the call.
Well, it's two fouls on Emmanuel Smith, who has 11 points here. Ryan Gibbons going to check in at the next dead ball, the junior for Oakland. Blackman ball, they lead by one. McMiller bringing it up the floor with Thompson out. Cutting baseline is Coleman to Cousin. Now back out to Dowdy. Dowdy a few dribbles, now to Juwan Jennings. Cutting through, top of the three-point arc. Now Jennings for three from the left wing. It is no good, tipped up. Cousin has it, goes up strong and scores. Quindell Cousin is a man in the post. He's got 6 points in this quarter.
He gets the hard-earned points, doesn't he, Quindell?
He brings his lunchbox every game. Emmanuel Smith, top of the key, double-teamed. They get it in there to Oliver, who's going to work too. Off the left block, it's good.
He's maturing as a basketball player. He's starting to make moves in the lane that you didn't see at the beginning of the year.
25-24. Blackman with a one-point lead. Blackman's lost the ball. It's rolling around, picked up by Smith. Now thrown up the floor. Coleman had it and out of bounds off of Stanberry. Everybody hustling after the loose balls.
Well, if Oakland made one mistake there, they passed it deep to the wrong guy because Stanberry was wide open on the left side and he went to the right side on the pass. Can't blame him. He didn't really see him, but nonetheless, he'd have had an easy one.
Thompson, length of the floor to go. Oakland calls off the Army here until they cross the midcourt stripe. Thompson, briefly open, top of the key, can't take it. Now Jennings, they're on him quickly as well. A pick set for Jennings, he didn't use it. Now gives it off to McMiller. Foul line jumper for number two, no good. Rebound, Jennings has it, goes up off the left side. Yes, count it. Juwan Jennings with five. Blackman by three now. Long pass, saved by Gibbons. And Emmanuel Smith runs it down just in time. Oliver now between the circles. Blackman and Oakland girls coming up in the third game of our four-game set today. Then the Raider rebroadcast. If you want to hear it live, tune in now to 89.5. That's WMOT. Pass back out front to Oliver. Oliver, a few dribbles, top of the key, now drives in, behind the back dribble, gets free, goes right side and scores. Kyle Oliver with 10. Oakland within one now again. Mayer, right side, finds Jennings. Cutting through Thompson, back door, the pass to Josh Mayer. Mayer finishes off with a nice two-point bucket.
I need a category for Darian Thompson's assist. You know, I need my own little category for that.
I don't know if we can fit it on that piece of paper as many as he has a game. Epps tries to back in and has to throw it away. Thought Gibbons may have been out there to help, but he was not. Stanberry coming back in. And I think Epps is going out, or is it Oliver? Epps and Oliver are going out, so somebody else came in. I think Lippert.
Oliver really working hard, both offensively and defensively. Mike Wright chooses to rest him a minute. Quindell Cousins, same way. Sorry, Brian.
Blackman with a three-point lead. A minute 12 left here in the first half. Trying to extend it here. Juwan Jennings on the floor gets tripped up and jump ball. It's going to be Blackman's ball on the alternate possession arrow.
State Farm Prep Basketball tonight brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Juwan Jennings gets the toss in from Thompson. 1 minute to go in the game in the first half. Three-point lead for the Blaze. Thompson backs it way out there, almost in Mike Wright's lap if he were sitting. Thompson, top of the key. He finds himself open. Shoots the three. It's off the front of the rim. Loose ball picked up by Lippert, but he was out of bounds. Mike Wright with a high five for the effort there from Dante Lippert. Isaiah Igabor back in the game for Emmanuel Smith. He goes out for a breather. A toss in to Rogan, who's also in for Blackman. Now back to Thompson. Thompson, near wing, Jennings finds Mayer, top of the key, cutting through. Thompson tries to give it up underneath to Coleman, and that assist didn't work. They turn it over. Four turnovers for Blackman. And Oakland's going to have 28 seconds here, trailing by three. Blackman has not lost a game this year, much less the district. Dunaway here in the near corner. Turns, spins, tries to get free. Stanberry looks at the clock with eight, with seven. Back to Dante Lippert with five, with four. Lippert going in strong, missed it, tipped up. And I guess Lippert. They are going to give that basket to Lippert, his first basket. And that's going to end the first half of play. As Barry Wertman asked, maybe something going on down there. But it's been an exciting first half with Oakland trailing Blackman 29-28, or Blackman leading Oakland 29-28. And again, we're at halftime. We're going to come back and give you stats from Winners' Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air, plus much more as we continue our District 7 AAA coverage here on WGNS. And if you'd like to hear the Raiders in Arkansas Little Rock, you can tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. Back with more high school coverage in just a moment.
What is it about Reeves Sane that is so different? This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. Personalized service with innovative pharmacy care. All pharmacies are not the same, just as all patients are not the same. We work with you and your physician to bring you personalized care and great value. And we accept your insurance. Call Reeves Sane today at 278-0770 or visit us online at reevesane.com.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back as we continue coverage of District 7 AAA basketball tournament action presented by State Farm here on WGNS. And as we have a break in the action now, we are going to get to the announcement of our 2012-2013 All Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, sponsored by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods. And making the team this year from Blackman Middle, Anthony Ochoa, David Ivey, and Jalen White. From Central Magnet, Cooper Vaughn. From Christiana, Preston Barge, Gentry Bonds, and Rodney Murray. From Eagleville, Joseph Sewell, Eric Hawks, and Matthew Boyette. From Laverne Middle School, Malik Gray, Bryce Williams, and Vincent Helms. And as we continue the announcement of the All Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, Middle Tennessee Christian Schools, Nathan Smith and Taylor Garner are on the team, along with Oakland's Omar Lyons, Dre Littaker, and Cody Miller. From Rock Springs, Trey Baliaz. From Rockvale, Fonte Martin and David Heath. From Siegel Middle School, the Cavaliers represented by Marcus Wilson and Danielson Whitmore. From Smyrna, Princeton Fant. And from Stewart's Creek Middle, Desmond Sales and Kristen Metwa. And from Whitworth Buchanan, Miles Cicero and Brennan Robinson. That is your 2012-2013 All Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, presented by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Andy DeGraw, we want to say thanks for helping us make this possible. And it goes without saying, Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods and Kelly Hockenberry, she really outdid herself this year once again with the plaques for 51 total middle school basketball team members who made this all-county team that was decided on by the coaches, and it was voted on by the coaches, and these are the representatives in boys. A bit later on, we'll get to the announcement of the girls' team as well. And again, our thanks to Intersource and Winners Trophies, because without them, this honor for these young people would not be made available. By the way, you can check on our website, goprimetimesports.com, and on the right-hand side, there is a link for the All-County Middle School Basketball Team. You can click on that and download full-size photos from our Picture Day, which was held this past week. And you can download those photos, save them for later. It also has who is who and where and what in the picture. So download that from our website, goprimetimesports.com. And again, on the right-hand side, you'll find a link for All-County Middle School Basketball Team. And there you can find all of the information and upcoming in the Murfreesboro Post and Daily News Journal and other publications here in the Mid-State. All right, thanks again for the sponsorship from Intersource and Winners Trophies, along with WGNS Primetime Sports. Over 20 years we've done this. We're going to get back to more of the District 7 AAA tournament coverage here on WGNS when we return. Hope you'll stay with us.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Changes in your life create new financial needs. Whether it's graduation, a promotion, retirement, or other significant life changes, First Bank is there to help you succeed. Everything from a First Rewards checking account, investment services, business banking, and more, your hometown friends at First Bank are here to help you. I'm Ben Weatherford, inviting you to come by the First Bank location that's nearest you, or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
It's time for Blue Raider Baseball, and Lightning's Locker Room is ready to update your Middle Tennessee baseball gear. Lightning's Locker Room has new Nike tees, new era brand on the field flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room off campus location 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Lightning's Locker Room.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, inviting you to come into Toots at any of our three locations and try our daily specials. Our most popular specials are chicken finger baskets on Wednesday for $4.99, and on Friday, your choice of shrimp, clam, or fried catfish basket, also for only $4.99. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
Hello, my name is Becky Lanier, and I work for my customers at Franklin's Printing. We help with your marketing and printing projects. Do you wish someone would help you with a few new ideas on your business? If you're like a lot of busy managers I work with, it's really hard to come up with new ideas for that brochure or sales literature. Let me help. That's what I do. Fresh ideas that work. We have almost 20 years experience to prove it and hundreds of satisfied customers too. Call me, Becky Lanier at Franklin's Printing. I can help.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Osipedian Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Lascasas Pike. And next week, we'll be talking to all the region coaches. That should be a really, really good show coming up from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning. Our stats today in this halftime of this boys' game with Blackman leading 29-28, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Team stats look like this. Let's go with the individual scoring first. Emmanuel Smith leads Oakland with 11 points. Dante Lippert with 2 points. George Stansberry has a First Bank 3, his only score of the night. Devin Epps with 2. Cal Oliver has 10. For Blackman, Alec McMiller with 2 points. Quindell Cousins has been a workhorse under the boards right now with 6 points. K.J. Dowdy with 2. Darius Thompson with 9. Juwan Jennings has 5. Josh Mayer with 2 points. And Justin Coleman has 3. In the rebounding department, Oakland has a deficit of 12-10. Blackman's out-rebounded them 12-10. In turnovers, Blackman has 4, Oakland has 6. Pretty evenly matched up to this point. Blackman shot 46% from the field, 13 of 28. They had 2 threes in that. And Oakland, 12 of 22 for 55%. They shot really well, 2 first bank threes. Oakland, 100% from the free throw line, 2 of 2. And 1 of 2 for Blackman for 50%. They led 19-16, Blackman, at the end of the first quarter. And they still lead barely 29-28 here at halftime. And those stats tonight in the halftime of this game brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. 29-28 Blackman. They lead by one here as we get ready for the second half. And here with the play-by-play stories, Brian Barrett.
All right. Thank you very much, John Dinkins. And we've got the second half starting here. We'll see who the starting lineups are going to be here for the for both teams. It looks like it's Smith and Lippert along with Oliver, Stanberry, and Epps for the Oakland Patriots. And for Blackman, Thompson, Dowdy, Cousin, and McMiller, and Coleman. That's your starting lineups in the second half. From Game Days Team Sports, formerly AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Oakland basketball to start the second half. Oakland in the red unis. They're moving right to left as we see it. Kyle Oliver has the ball now left wing. The lob inside is stolen away. Long pass up from Dowdy to Cousin. Cousin going up strong and is fouled by Stanberry.
George went up pretty hard on that one and wasn't able to block it, but did keep him from getting the easy basket.
5'10 versus 6'3 and 5'10 foul. Sending Quindell Cousin to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They've been providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. The first toss is good. 7 points for Cousin. 30-28. Blackman leading. And make it 31. Cousin hit the second toss. 8 points for him. 31-28. Blackman. Stanberry for three to tie. It's off the mark. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Emmanuel Smith, even though Thompson had pulled down the rebound. It was tipped out of bounds and away. Length of the floor to go for the white-clad Blackman Blaze, moving left to right now here in this quarter. Ball almost stolen away by Stanberry, rolling around on the floor, and now Emmanuel Smith is going to foul Dowdy as they were both going after the loose ball.
Well, good hustle, but all Emmanuel Smith has to get for him for his hustle is another foul.
And that's his third. That is a bit of a concern if you're an Oakland Patriot fan. Oakland Blackman girls coming up in the next game. McMiller flips it over to Thompson. Thompson dribbling around now here on the near side to Dowdy, who cuts through to help. Back over to McMiller. Thompson went baseline. They couldn't get it to him. Dowdy and McMiller play catch. Back to Dowdy. He uses a screen. Nothing there. Now back right wing to McMiller. Back to Dowdy on the far side. The lob to Cousin. He goes baseline. Nothing there for him. Now back out to McMiller to Dowdy. From the foul line, he's open. Got it. K.J. Dowdy with four. 33-28. Blackman opens here on a run. Oakland is yet to scratch here in the second half. Lippert trying to change that. The three is a little short. They've gone away from their inside game, John.
Yeah, the shot selection has not been good for Oakland in early going here.
Dowdy looks over the three, didn't take it. Now gets it back after passing to McMiller. In the corner, going baseline now is Thompson. And passes behind Kyle Oliver, but nobody was there. Five turnovers for the Blaze. Lippert triggers it in. 5-point lead for Blackman. It's been back and forth throughout the game. Stanberry drives, gets in there. He's going to be fouled by Cousin, trying to lay it in on the left side. And that is Quindell's first foul. And that is only the third foul of the game for Blackman. Blackman won both matchups, 55-47 in the most recent, and in the first game back in January, 69-33. Could definitely see how Oakland, their youthful team, has improved so much during the year, and so has Blackman. But when you get to tournament play, all those scores seem to tighten up a little bit. Stanberry just nailed both free throws at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line to cut the lead for Blackman to three. 5:50 to go in the third. Who's going to make the run? McMiller to Dowdy. Will there be a run? We'll see. Thompson trying to go baseline. Floats one up there. Missed it. Rebound. Cousin then has it stolen away by Epps. Over to Stanberry. Stanberry, top of the key, flips it out to Lippert. Turns, spins. Coleman cut him off. Back to Stanberry. Top of the key to Smith. Turns, spins in the lane. Fires it up from his hip. No good at the foul line. Rebound, Blackman. Long pass up from Thompson to Coleman. And how about a slam dunk? A two-handed slam. Rattling the rafters. It's Coleman. 5-point lead for the Blaze. Stanberry to the foul line, glides in there, an offensive foul. Yes, that's what they're going to call. And Coleman went down hard, went down on his hip, I think, or his hand. Looks like hand. Basket's not going to count for Stanberry, and instead of 2 points, George is going to pick up his third foul. And, John, that's a bit concerning when you've got both Stanberry and Emmanuel Smith for Oakland with three fouls.
Yeah, and furthermore, the basket was good and disallows it and gives Blackman the basketball. So Oakland has really kind of gone out of their offense just a little bit. They looked better that last couple of series, but this third quarter has not been good for them offensively.
Coleman is headed to the locker room with some assistants to take a look at his left hand, it looks like. It is his fingers bleeding a bit, and looking at his wrist. He went just right down below us. We'll see how that affects him. Thompson, right side, now back out to Dowdy. Blackman with a 5-point lead and the ball here with 4.5 to go. Third quarter of action. Thompson flips it down low. Cousin going in for the two-handed slam dunk. And there's a whistle and a foul on Dunaway. Cousin make that with 10 points now. I get those two mixed up sometimes. Cousin is a little taller, but they certainly look the same.
They can both slam. We know that.
They can. Fans heating and air plus one is no good. Rebound, Mayer there, and it's good. Josh Mayer.
Well, you got to block out there. There's no excuse for that. There wasn't an Oakland player around on that one.
Josh Mayer with the basket. Now on the other end, Oakland shot it. Igavor did, and it hit the top of the backboard in the guy wire and goes out of bounds. Blackman basketball and a 30-second timeout for us here with the Blackman Blaze up by 9, John.
From residential commercial farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. State Farm's 7AAA basketball tournament coverage tonight brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, Jose Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman. And take a look at the scoreboard here a little bit, too. We got that baseball update.
I don't, John. 8-5. 8-5. Jonathan Freebus went out. MTSU leads. I think he went out with MTSU trailing there for a moment. 8-5 is the last score I have. MTSU leading Ball State. Work on some Lady Raider and Raider updates for you. If you'd like to hear the games live at Arkansas Little Rock, tune in to 89.5 now. That's WMOT. Thompson is fouled, going up for a layup on the left side, and he's going to the fans heating and air free throw line. Foul on Isaiah Igabor. It's his first foul. And Thompson picks up his 10th point. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. Second toss by Thompson is good. He's got 11. Terrell Gaines in for the Oakland Patriots. 6'4 junior center. He's coming in for Lippert.
Big trip down the floor here. Oakland needs some points badly, Brian. Trailing by 11 now.
And they trailed by one at the quarter break. They've only scored 2 points in this quarter. Gaines, left wing. To Stanberry, steps in, now back out between the circles now. Comes here near side to Igabor. Foul line, flips it back out. Stanberry for three, they need it, and they get it. First bank three, George Stanberry. He's got 8, 2 first bank threes for him tonight. 41-33, Blackman. Dowdy fakes left, goes to the near side now, bounces it over to Josh Mayer. Mayer looks inside, nothing there. Back outside to Doughty, to Jennings, and tipped away by Igabor and out of bounds.
Well, alert play by Thompson. He just kind of flipped it into Igabor because he knew it was a bad pass.
Coleman coming back in with his index finger taped up and his left wrist taped up. And he's trying to adjust the tape a little bit as he comes back out there. We'll see how that affects his play. Under 3 minutes to go now in the third. 41-33, Blackman, they have the ball. Tipped away by Igabor from Thompson, and Igabor has it. It's tied up, and Oakland gets the timeout call. So Oakland with the possession. Blackman turnover as we take it to break. 41-33, Blackman, 2:47 left in the third. On State Farm, 7AAA basketball tournament coverage.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Brian?
Oakland gets out of a double team. They get it down low. Gaines missed the shot, tipped up, and no good by Smith. And last touch by Emmanuel Smith. Blackman basketball coming the other way. 2:34 to go here in the third. Blackman the ball and a 41-33 lead. That was a big possession there for Oakland.
We've not had the ball in Oliver's hand, or Oakland hasn't, in Oliver's or Smith's hand much in this quarter.
Pass over here near side to Juwan Jennings. Jennings to Doughty, glides in the lane, dumps it down low, and they call a charge on Doughty. Don't know about that one. That's a little weak.
Well, number one, not a lot of contact, but it's a little contact.
KJ with his first foul. Oliver gives it up to Stanberry, who walks it down the floor. George picks up a full head of steam in the lane, lost it. And they call an offensive foul on Stanberry. And, John, that is his fourth foul. That's a little weak there myself, if I'm thinking about it. That's three fouls here in this quarter for George.
You know, we've talked about it many times, though. When you look like you're out of control,
They
have a tendency to call that. And Stanberry really was going down the floor. He was flying.
That may be the biggest key of the game because he's going to miss quite a bit of time here. Who's going to step it up? Oliver's had a great game. Rogan is in there for Blackman now and has the ball near midcourt, almost over and back. And now they're going to call a foul on Emmanuel Smith, and that's his fourth. So it's gone from bad to worse. The wrong players are picking up fouls, and now Kendall Wellborn is going to have to check in for the Patriots.
Wellborn's a good defensive player. I don't know. You lose a little bit with the offense, though, but he is a very good defensive player.
And Blackman is now in the bonus. Andrew Rogan shooting the fans heating and air, 1-1. Left-handed shooter. The first one is good, so he'll have another. If you'd like to hear the Blue Raiders at Arkansas Little Rock, tune in now, 89.5 WMOT. That's the Lady Raider game. The men will follow, and we'll have the rebroadcast of both games after we're finished here tonight with District 7 AAA tournament coverage. Rogan nails the second one as well. 10-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Jennings back in the game. Rogan back out. Net got hung on one of the screws or bolts that hold the rim up there, and Thompson hung on the rim and pulled the net away. and bringing it down the floor. Igabor has it stolen away. Jennings going up is McMiller, and he's fouled, and I thought he could have walked in there. He was going to go up for the basket, and he decided that he was going to go on up. If he had taken one more step, obviously, it would have been a walk. It was very close. And I think they called the foul on the wrong player. Foul is on Epps. I think they called a number for the wrong team there. Epps with the foul. Should be two shots here at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. McMiller hits the first. They got in the lane there like it was 1-1. May have been.
Don't think you want to get into a battle of getting Blackman at the free throw line because they shoot so well there.
Probably not going to win that battle. McMiller goes out. 45-33. It's been a tough third quarter for Oakland. In the backcourt, they're putting on some pressure. Epps finally gets it up the floor to Gaines. Bounce pass underneath to Wellborn. Tries to put it up with one hand right side. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds off of Coleman. He just ran out of real estate underneath the basket there. Isaiah Igabor to toss it in. Got to find somebody quickly, and does. It's Gaines in the lane. Tries to go up against Coleman and didn't win that battle, but out of bounds off of Coleman. Oakland's basketball on the far baseline.
Mike Wright playing with a little bit of a disadvantage with two of your best players out with foul trouble. Trying to stay close here.
Igabor the lob to Oliver. That's a young man that's going to have to take things over, I think. Oliver to Igabor. Lost the ball. Still rolling around. Picks it up. He actually stepped on it. Almost fell down. And still maintained control with Darius Thompson all over him. Back to Wellborn. Fakes right. Goes to the left. Uses a pick. And now stolen away by Rogan. Long pass up. Jawan Jennings. Layup. Oh, he tried to slam it. It's off the front of the rim. Rogan tried to throw it off of Gaines. Gaines going to have a slam on the other end for Oakland. Terrell Gaines, 6'4 junior, flushing it down. Under a minute to go. Lob to Coleman. Coleman trying to get his way in there. One-handed hook shot. Boy, that's pretty. Love it when that goes.
And a big answer to that dunk, too.
47-35, 12-point lead, 44 seconds. Blackman has had an outstanding third quarter.
They picked up the defensive pressure, too, if you'll notice.
Igabor to Wellborn, back out to Epps. Epps turns, spins, tries to get free. Now to Wellborn in the near corner. Cutting through is Oliver off the glass. High off the glass, won't go. And another rebound by Coleman. Coleman, the outlet pass to Thompson. Picks up steam, glides in the lane, flips it in there off the left side of the glass. That's why he's playing for Vandy next year. That was effortless, what he just did.
Could possibly be starting for Vandy next year.
5 seconds with four. Epps glides in the lane, puts it up there, won't go. Rebound Rogan, and that's the end of the third quarter with Oakland trailing Blackman 49-35 as you listen to State Farm's 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you by TOA. For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal. Not peel. They can peel potatoes, but we help you heal online at TOA.com.
I guess if you got a really, really bad sunburn, they could help you with that too.
Well, you know, the night is young.
Is it? We're not.
We're not to the halfway point yet.
No, but we're getting there. Final quarter here in this semifinal game, boys game, the first one of the night. We've got two humdingers still left to go. Blackman leading 49-35, and Blackman won the third quarter 20-7. They had a huge third quarter. McMiller has it now to Rogan. Rogan fakes the three, now takes a step to the left. Fires it up there, and it's good. Andrew Rogan, first bank three. Oakland down the floor. Givens in the game, and he's going to be fouled by Rogan.
It's a kind of incidental foul, but Rogan did kind of reach in there.
Givens bounces it into Gaines. Now back out to Stanberry. Stanberry takes a couple of dribbles here to the near side. Stutter steps. Now gives it over to Oliver. He tried to go baseline. Nothing there. George Stanberry, he's playing with four fouls. To Oliver. Oliver's shot no good. Rebound. Blackman. And Emmanuel Smith is in there with four fouls. And he didn't want to risk another. So didn't really go after that rebound. Rogan fakes the three, now glides in the lane, puts up the six-footer high off the glass. It's good.
That was a great play, and he just put it up just perfectly, knowing that not to draw that offensive foul either.
Their bench depth is becoming very evident. Ball tipped out of bounds. I mean, when you got people like Rogan who can come in and chip in 7 points, and Johnny's got five here in this quarter alone, and that's a good luxury to have. Oakland inbound. Stanberry to Givens. Now Stanberry gets it back. George a few dribbles. Now back to Givens. Bounce pass in the corner to Oliver. Throws it across the court to Stanberry. Going underneath. Shot will not fall for Emmanuel Smith. Oakland's a little cold now. Behind the back pass. Giving it up to Coleman. Missed it. Going up. Cousin blocked. Rolling around on the floor, tipped out of bounds by Thompson. Well, all of those things looked good, but Blackman comes away with no points.
Well, Oakland's 2 of 10 since the start of the third quarter, and that you can't play a team like Blackman and only do that much. They had 28 points at halftime.
Stanberry crossing the timeline now. Between the circles, now goes to the right side. Pulls up the three ball, no good, a little long, rebound deep, and here comes Cousin. He's got a one-on-one, goes in the lane, fires it up there, right off of the fingertips with the right hand. It's good. Cousin with 12. Player of the game is going to be hard to determine here in this one. Givens to Lippert. Now back out to Givens. 5:40 to play, 56-35. It was only a 2-point game at the half, and it was back and forth at the half. First half, fade away from the foul line. Emmanuel Smith, his first points in the second half. That's been a huge key too, John, defensively. He had 11 first half points and has just now scored again for the first time.
He's had to sit out quite a bit at the time with the foul trouble.
56-37. Blackman, 5-10 away from their second trip back-to-back years to the championship game, and Darius Thompson, first bank three from the deep left corner. Thompson with 16 points. Stanberry trying to glide in baseline. Nothing there for him. Flips it back out. Oliver underneath. Lippert open. Lippert off the glass. Right side and good. And a timeout on the floor. Oakland takes a timeout. We'll step aside as well. A 20-point lead for Blackman with 4:47 to go in the game here on WGNS.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
The convenience, the prize. free daycare, free tanning, and they have everything we need.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographers for Siegel, Blackman, and Riverdale High, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian Schools.
If people haven't scheduled their senior portrait yet, they need to go ahead and call and get that done, because to be in the yearbook, they have to come through us, and we love to make beautiful portraits. They'll love the experience, and they'll love their portraits.
Alan Loveless says call 890-1558 now to schedule your senior session.
Some of the nicest people in the world will answer your questions, schedule your session.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you by Sir Pizza. Three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games.
Quindell Cousin drives and make that Alec McMiller drives the lane, shoots and scores. Easy basket after the timeout. 4.5 to go. And Blackman in control of this one now, 61-39. Do have a score update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from 8AAA, I'll give you. Stanberry's three is good. George Stanberry, the first bank three. He's got 11 now. The number one seed in 8AAA boys fell to the number five seed Franklin County boys. Franklin County 56, Tullahoma 45. Ball loose, rolling around. Thompson picks it up, double teamed, and now lost it. Lippert with the basketball now to Stanberry, deep in the corner. Givens for three, has it blocked. Clean block by Thompson. Lippert runs down the loose ball. Stanberry, the three on the other side, and he's going to be fouled by Coleman. So he's going to get to shoot the rare three free throws. I think coaches
heating and air is going to have to put a water heater in on this one. They'll have to add that to it.
I think coaches hate the foul on the three-point play worse than any
oh, yeah.
foul. Don't you?
I agree.
First one for Stanberry is good. He's got 12. Second toss is good. 13 for him. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction. Phone number, by the way, 893-7930. Won't be long before that spring tune-up. He hit all three of those free throws. Stanberry with 14 points. It's been interesting how he's come along, John, in a new system, transfer in, but he's really bought into what Mike Wright's been trying to do here, and he's really become the leader for Oakland as a senior.
Yeah, kind of the inspirational leader.
Ball stolen away. Speaking of inspirational leader, steals it, lays it up with the left hand. Stanberry with 16 points.
He never thinks it's over. That's one thing about him.
3:25, clock rolling here. Blackman leading 61 to 47. And Dowdy misses the lay-in. He thought he was fouled. Stanberry goes down, gets the basket, and he is fouled. He's going to the line for the plus one.
It's hard to block his shot because when he goes in with that left hand, he's got it extended way out there, and it's just, unless you foul him, it's almost impossible to block.
Stanberry's plus one is good. George Stanberry with 19, 8 points in this quarter. And Blackman's lead is only 11 with 3:09 to go, so this one may not be over. Thompson, double team, stolen away. Givens traveled with it. Oh, they called a foul before that. He certainly did travel, but they called the foul instead. Andy DeGraw and Walter Dixon going to come join us here between games. And then at halftime, it's going to be a chance for him to win $10,000 in the InterSource 24-second cash clock. Now The ball stolen away from Stanberry. What great defense there by McMiller. Underneath, McMiller cuts through. Great pass. And he scores. 10 points for McMiller and a timeout on the floor with your score. Blackman 63, Oakland 50, 2:44 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies. 904-6002.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, if you'd like to hear the Blue Raiders at Arkansas Little Rock, you can tune in now to the ladies' broadcast on 89.5 WMOT. The men's game will follow, and we'll have the rebroadcast of both if you want to hang in here with us. Epps drives left side, floats one up there, no good, and rebound Blackman. 2.5 to go, a 13-point Blackman lead here in the second of four games in the 7 AAA tournament. Thompson back out front, and Blackman is going to spread the floor. Try to run some clock here, and probably a really good decision. Dowdy tries to get away from Emmanuel Smith, back out to McMiller. You got to be really careful here, John, as well, if you're Blackman. Not to lose the ball like what just happened to McMiller. That was an unforced turnover there. He was looking up the floor to see who to pass to and just misjudged where the dribble was going to come back to him. Under 2 minutes to go now. Oakland's got to score in bunches. Stanberry, always a threat. They're on him pretty tightly with Dowdy. Now he penetrates, glides in. They're going to foul him on the way. With 1:45, Stanberry is going to go to the foul line where he just nailed three free throws just a few minutes ago.
George Stansberry, the maker of something out of nothing.
Well, he's got a chance at a 20-point night if he can hit a free throw here, and he does.
There's no way. I thought he was going to even get close to that basket, and they wound up fouling him.
Stanberry with another. Shot it and got it. Converted both Fans Heating and Air free throws. 63-52. 11-point Blackman lead. A minute 43 to go. Thompson in the backcourt. Gets it up the floor to McMiller. They're going to try to spread the floor again and wait on Oakland fouls, I would imagine. Minute and a half. Dowdy.
Well, he's going to have to let somebody besides Smith and Stansberry foul, so they can hold it out there against them.
Dowdy to Thompson. Thompson in the lane. Goes up. Misses the layup. Tipped up by Cousin. Missed. And now here comes Oakland. Minute 13 to go. And now Oakland has thrown it away. Yes. Thought it might have been tipped by Blackman. But it was not. Josh House going to see his first action for Oakland. 5'9 senior. Coming in for Lippert. Rogan and Jennings came in for the Blaze. Thompson, the long pass up to Coleman. Coleman, the no-look underneath to Jennings. Now Jennings throws it back out to Thompson with 56 seconds. Thompson to Coleman now. Takes a few dribbles toward the midcourt to Juwan Jennings, who almost went over and back. That's how far out he is. Double team to Thompson now with 42 seconds. Underneath, how about a slam by Coleman and a timeout for Blackman, which we will take as well. 38 seconds to go. Blackman leads 65-52 on State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage.
OK Jose Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from OK Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us, come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Prentice Also Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography Player of the Games, Midas and Murfreesboro Shift of the Games, Stas Jennings and Air Schmidl Home Scoreboard, and more.
Oakland rolling it down the floor. Oliver to Stanberry with 36 seconds. 65-52, Blackman. Stanberry open for the three and nails it. And we've got an Oakland timeout. Stanberry now with 24 points. Timeout on the floor, 65-55, 30 seconds to go. Blackman leads by 10. We'll be back.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and, in most cases, offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource, and we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you gotta go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And next time for the Intersource pregame show, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. And they are going to be here in just a second with you, Brian.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Walter Dixon in a second. Blackman inbounds the basketball with 25 seconds, holding on to a 10-point lead. Some fouls upcoming probably if they get it down the floor, and they do. And there is the foul with 19.3. Maybe too late here for Oakland. The foul on Isaiah Igabor, his second. At the foul line, Jawan Jennings. And at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Jawan Jennings. Fans Heating and Air, the finest products and services offered in Rutherford County since 1966. First one is good.
Third quarter did them in tonight. If Oakland doesn't come back, got outscored 20-7. Blackman went to the free throw line and hit many, many free throws. In fact, they were only missed one out of about eight.
I just hit that second one there, Jennings did. So 19 seconds to go and a 12-point lead. Blackman is going to move on to the championship game. Stanberry pulls up for the three right side. He's been unconscious most of the game. And now a foul on Thompson after he pulls the rebound down. Igabor with his third foul, 11.3. Blackman huddles up. Thompson going to shoot free throws. Number 15 toes the line. Darius Thompson with 16 points to lead his team in scoring. Now make it 17. He's almost automatic. Wonder if he dreams about free throws and three-pointers.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know that he thinks about it at all. I think that's why he's so good.
This one is good as well. 18 points. Stanberry, they roll it into him. Brings it down, across the timeline now. Stutter steps, glides in the lane, layup good. They're going to give that up. Stanberry with 26. And no time. Blackman just took their time to inbound and didn't worry about it. Blackman a winner tonight, 69-57. 69-57, your final. Blackman Blaze move on. They're 25-0 on the year. Oakland will fall to the consolation game. and will face the loser of the last game tonight, Oakland, and or rather Siegel and Laverne. So Blackman has punched their ticket to the championship game along with the Riverdale girls. So the number one seeds survive. And we're going to get ready for the third game coming up here in just a few. And this reminder, if you're joining now, listening in now, and would like to hear the Raider game versus Arkansas Little Rock, the women's game is on 89.5 WMOT right now. You can listen there or stay around for the tape delay broadcast that'll be on after our tournament coverage here. All right. Anywhere you want to go there, Walter. Walter Dixon's going to join us here for just a moment. Walter is... he's got his tennis shoes on. He's ready to rock and roll here on the Intersource 24-second cash clock. His name was drawn out of the hundreds that entered this year, and he's going to have a chance to win $10,000, $5,000 for him, and $5,000 for Riverdale High School. You're playing for Riverdale. You got some kind of family thing going on there with Riverdale, right?
Yes, my daughter actually plays for the Riverdale Warriors.
Well, how about that?
Williams.
Well, are you ready? What have you done in the last couple of days now that you've known about it to get ready to shoot the, you know, so you've got a layup, free throw, shot from the top of the key, and half court. Well, what's your strategy?
Well, mentally, I've just been trying to prepare myself for the moment. Just getting my mind right, telling myself that I can do this if I focus correctly. It's been about 20 years now since I played ball in high school, but I believe I can knock the rust off and give this a good run.
I'm sure you played in the backyard and everything, you know, showing your daughter a few moves, right?
Not exactly. I was a big football guy back in the day, but not in basketball.
So have you practiced all of the shots?
Actually, I had intentions to practice the past couple of days, but I did not get a chance to do it. So.
You've been doing all these media interviews and stuff. It's just been kind of wild, I guess.
It's been kind of wild, yeah. All the publicity and everything about it, but it,